I grew up in Worcester, Massachusetts in the 50s. Now, Worcester still makes Bridgeport look like Greenwich. And I was a victim of a Catholic, 10 years of a Catholic education. And what happens with the Catholics, you go two ways. You either become a true believer, and that's fine. You become a priest or a nun, or you do something. Or you become like me and my friends became, a lapsed Catholic, a fallen away Catholic, an ex-Catholic. You know, you never hear this about the Unitarians. There's no such thing as a fallen away Unitarian. So I had 10 years, I was victimized by 10 years of Catholic school. Some of the true believers that I ran into was Mrs. Hart, Patrick's mother, who would, on every Friday during Lent, she would call us in from the street, and we'd have to do the long march of the rosary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. Chairwoman Hart, this is a very long march. Holy Mary, Mother of God, favorite son of God. 69 more to go. By the time we got finished, it was too late to play. The next true believer, my mother was a true believer, but she was an academic. She was a studious woman, and at one point she was reading St. Augustine. And she was at the part where he was talking about the origin of evil, whether or not God created evil, or evil came by itself. So she decided to engage me in a conversation about this. And I said, Mom, I'm 12 years old. I'm having trouble with long division. So I really don't know what you're talking about. I didn't know. Now we come to Sister Mary Aloysius. She was about 150. And she was a compendium of innocence and guile, and just, she believed everything they told her. She was telling us about the meat. No meat on Friday. What happened was, the fish guys came to the Pope and said, look, we're not making enough money. Can you make one day a week with no meat? So the Pope did this, but His Holiness, as Sister Mary Aloysius called him, decided he's got to do it the Catholic way. And he said, all right, it's a sin if you eat meat on Friday. In fact, it's a mortal sin. You go to hell. So that's how he helped with the fish guys. The next person we come to is not really a true believer. He was more like Lenin, manipulating the proletariat, a.k.a. the faithful. He had a deal going all the time. He had a couple of women living in the rectory with him, and they did all the bookends, and the nuns did stuff for him. I'm sitting in church one day, and it's about 220 degrees, middle of summer. Catholics go to church all year round, no matter what. And he's droning on about something. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Then I hear, it was really fun. We used to go to the lawn party and there'd be prizes and games and balloons and, kind of shit like that. He's talking about the lawn party. And he's up there and he's like, this year with the lawn party, we're not going to have a lawn party. We're going to have a substitute lawn party. And you'll just donate the amount of money you would have spent at the lawn party. I asked my father afterwards. He said, Father knows best. Great. Fast forward a year. It's time for confirmation, the holy sacrament of confirmation, where you take a saint's name to guide you through life. So, I don't know how it came about. It was almost like the heat from a campfire. But suddenly, 12 of us got the same idea. And we all had such a great influence on us. I wanted to take her name. She was in tears. She thought this was the greatest thing that ever was. She was in tears. About 2 days later, Leary hears about this. He says, He invited us, he brought us all down to the church basement. And said, he was like Rumpelstiltskin. I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. I'll take her name, you know? So, the day of confirmation comes. And I don't know why, but it was an afternoon thing. It was all the mothers in the church. And he's going to go along and say, Peter Aloysius Passerelli, David Aloysius, Carl Aloysius Droli, James Aloysius Spratt. And the 12 people, debutante, who was making an exit. And what we had there was the full force of the Catholic Church, with Father Leahy spearheading, zero. And the sixth grade boys, one.